Hey, you're listening to the Trucker Two Time Show. Let's go trucking.
I pulled in a roadhouse in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I stuck me a quarter in the jukebox, and I played a song with Truck Driving Man.
Hey, this is Joe Savio of Agency, and you're listening to the best podcast in the world.
Well, thank you, Joe. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Trucker Two Times, and we're trucking there through the midnight hour tonight, this morning. It's 3:19 a.m., just kind of west of Tucson a little ways yet, on our way to Nogales, Arizona, to get a load of produce and take it up to Saginaw, Michigan. So, there goes a big truck there blowing my doors off there. Hammer down, big truck, hammer down. Hey, but it's 41 lovely degrees and looks like clear sky, starry night, and we are trucking. And I ain't making much money, but I sure am having fun. That's what I say about, you know, Congress, there, were they able to vote themselves a raise and all that, or at least that's what the rumor tells, but I guess that's the way it works, but I'm just thinking, you know, if they'd have to settle for a salary of a truck driver, you know, they'd have to make a lot of things do, because, I mean, you know, they'd still have to pay bills and stuff out of that, and if their pay went up and down like a truck driver's, and they couldn't go to Walmart or afford to pay their satellite bill or something like that, you know, where they'd probably end up changing some stuff there, but well, which I guess I don't know who had their hand in the deregulation thing there, but they truck driving there is just about ruined right now, actually, in a way, you know, where too many trucks, not enough loads, and too many brokers, not enough money in it. But I'm going to try to get off that subject there. I guess I've probably spoke enough on that. But we're having fun there. Yeah, we're trucking, baby. That broker said to be going to be picking up a load of peppers, different kinds of peppers there that's imported to come in on the container, on the loaded on ships. So, you know, I guess it's good there that we're able to import stuff there, because if we couldn't there, we'd probably have to do without a lot. So it looks like our ETA to make it over here to Nogales will be about 4:38 a.m. So what I was kind of hoping for, you know, be getting in between all the traffic, or the heaviest part of the traffic, you know, believing what time I did in Phoenix. And by arriving over here just before the 5 a.m. start of a lot of people's day. Of course, my pickup appointment time is not until 9 o'clock, so 9 a.m., so I have a little bit of time there to take me another nap or so. Well, traveling out through here across Interstate 10, though, I'm right around the 240-mile marker right now. We're going to be going to the 260 before we get off on Interstate 19 and go south. This road's grooved plumb out all the way across here, though. It's grooved out, and it makes it hard to hold a vehicle in the road there, the way it's way the pavement sunk in and stuff, or where the tire tracks, you know, would be. I ain't never been down to Nogales before either there, so it's going to be a first time new experience for me as well as some of you. And Nogales there is I guess, you know, right, well, it's right there on the border of Mexico, down on the furthest southmost furthest area of Arizona on the line there, according to the map anyway. But be kind of interesting there to see what it looks like down there. We might be able to find us a good hot burrito while we're down there. There's $74 for one person at the big travel lodge here in Tucson. Boy, this right here be a high place to stay. $74 to Motel 6, one person. Man, I bet you two people would be $100 over tax anyway. Huh. Oh, travel in here, here's $69, and they've got truck parking. Hey, buddy, it must be a tourist attraction place around here. Anyway, here we are at exit 26 Zulu, getting off here on the southbound Interstate 19, going to head on down to the bottom. According to the Garmin, there we'll be heading down to exit 8, so that'll be, with the mile markers going down right here, is the 99. We've got about 91 miles down this way. If that's how everything works out, that'll be about 8 miles above Mexico. Wait a minute, they use metric signs here on Interstate 19. That's wild. Kilometers or kilometers. We're at the 100 kilometer instead of the, seen the 99 exit sign, but the 100 kilometer, that ought to be about 64 miles then. I'd mentioned on the previous podcast there, this temperature sensor on this cooling unit on my refrigerated trailer, reefer unit, we call it, is getting the incorrect reading there. It's showing about 10 degrees warmer than the setting, so it's causing the refrigeration unit to overcool. Of course, when I had that frozen load, you know, that wasn't no real big deal. I used a lot of extra fuel that way by running the, there's like two RPM speeds are kind of the, putting it in a simple way, I guess, of putting it there. It's either, it either runs at a faster idle or a slow idle there, you know, so what it's doing when it was thinking that it wasn't cooling enough, you know, was running at a faster idle in order to keep trying to cool down. Of course, you know, that takes more fuel there, more times the motor turns over, more fuel it takes. Oh, where's one of them manual check stations there? They boots are just standing out there at an underpass with some lights on it, and they got orange cones up. I guess checking for illegal aliens going north over there, but anyway, we'll have to keep a close watch on this load here. It's supposed to set at 42 degrees. Of course, produce will always runs it on a continuous airflow, which the reefer unit will have to be on. There's two settings for that also. There's a continuous run where the motor runs all the time, and then there's an auto start stop, which it kind of like a heat pump or something at your house, you know, where whatever temperature you set on there, it'll shut off there till it gets within you know, falls to like 5 degrees or something like that, you know, where away from the set temperature, and then it'll start back up and run again till it gets back to the set temperature there. But produce has to keep air on it all the time, I guess, for I don't really know why. evidently, though, it must help preserve it there. They wouldn't want it to, you know, done that way, I guess. Or maybe the air keeps it moist, keeps moisture in the air or something. Maybe, you know, the I don't know how that worked. I guess that'd be about it. Well, like I said before, it's a good thing y'all ain't listening to Old Trucker two times there to get answers there, because I got plenty of comments and a lot of crazy thoughts and stuff there, but I don't have a whole lot of answers. Anyway, we'll leave it on continuous, but I got a pulse thermometer, like a thermometer you take your temperature with there at home if you run the fever or something there. It's just got a bigger end on it there, you know, the temperature gauge on it there. I have to keep a watch on it that way, make sure, you know, that I keep it adjusted on the unit there. It's got the temperature control on the front. You know, you can either run the temperature up or down and then hit enter to make it set on whatever, you know, you want to run it on. So I'll start out with 42 degrees and see what it's going to do that way. I'll have it pre-cooled before I even load to see what kind of variation that it's going to give me on the temperature part there, and hopefully get a pretty good close idea to how much over or under cooling it might do that way. And by the time I get the load on there, hopefully I'll know how to adjust the temperature. If it's going to run 10 degrees colder, of course I'll set it on 52 degrees. And if it's fooled itself into thinking, you know, that it's just going to be 10 degrees off, I hope that's how it works there with a cool load instead of a frozen. I know it's how it works with that frozen load, which I called the shop there, and they told me, you know, just do it that way anyway. So I guess it'd be kind of expensive having one of these babies worked on, you know, where this trailer here is not under warranty. It's not real old, but it's not real new, and I'm sure it don't have warranty on the unit or anything, you know, where. So they probably get up around $100 there to work on one of these. So I don't know how long it'd take to replace that sensor or whatever it needs replaced on it. But, you know, we can fix that when we get it back to Morristown anyway, along with my windshield wiper and my tire. Yeah, and I'm getting a big collection of things there to get done there when I get back there, you know, where. So, I mean, that helps keep everybody busy, you know. I like to help keep people busy myself, you know. Well, traffic's very light down through here, though. That's just the way I like it there. After I got away from Tucson area, it's pretty moderate around that area. No matter what time of day you come through there. I just don't even like between Phoenix and Tucson driving it there. I don't like the traffic. It's too much traffic for me. But now down through here, they just a vehicle every now and then. There isn't anybody, you know, I'd see way out in front of me, way behind me, and I just now come over a little crest and see a vehicle way up in front of me. You don't see anybody at all behind me. And there's about one vehicle every now and then going north there. So at 4:23 a.m., everything's just like I like it. Oh, well, they've got a big pilot down here at exit 12. I see the billboard sign for it right there. I bet that's one crowded place. I expect this Nogales area down here to be crowded and running over with trucks is what I'm anticipating there, since there's not much since the big freeze in California for the citrus crop and poor freight situation in the Phoenix area and everything. I expect there to be quite a bit of traffic down here in Nogales there, truck traffic. Now, in a way, you know, thinking about it, if freight's slow and there's not a whole lot moving, there ought not to be that much truck traffic. But we'll see, though. If we get down here and there's a lot of truck traffic, all right, just probably means there's freight moving, but there's only select carriers or truck companies or owner-operators or whatever that's moving that freight. And again, I don't doubt there's more than one broker dipping her hand in this profit business here, which doesn't leave a whole lot there this time of year, especially for the truck owners. Probably not as much there that freight's cheap or not paying well right now as it is that there's just too many hands in it, is my guess. Too much supply for the demand there. Too many trucks there per load, too. That's one I don't know who come up with the idea there if there's a shortage of trucks. There's definitely not a shortage of trucks. If there was a shortage of trucks or drivers or both, then things wouldn't be slow like they are. I mean, we'd be out here getting it. There'd be a big demand, and more than likely are the shippers stuff be trying to contact trucking companies instead of truck companies trying to run down a broker that's in touch with the shipper. So they're just too much waste. But there I go getting into that subject again. I'm going to try to get off that. We'll add one more thing, though. I used to comment quite a bit on gas being too cheap, but maybe it's diesel that's too cheap. Or both. Maybe just both too cheap. We got too much of all kinds of traffic on the roads these days. Well, made it down here to where we're going to be picking up at here in Nogales here at the produce market or a warehouse. And Mom had called me before I got here, and I was so busy talking, I missed my exit to start with her, but the Garmin routed me on around the block there a little ways and ended up bringing me right in here, though. So she's in a better mood now. She's been thinking ahead there. She went to bed early and got back up early this morning there, and been thinking ahead there on finances and stuff there, and got it in her head now, you know, where the old devil there ain't going to hold us down there, being the government, that is. You know, they're not going to keep us down there for long, you know, where that we're going to get back a-rolling again there. And that's, I'm glad she finally took on the right attitude, you know, where you just, sometimes you got to say, you know, I'm not going to honor the current situation in my mind, you know, I'm going to rise above it, you know, where you just got to put on that way of thinking, a positive way of thinking there, you know, where, because you can, even if you're in a good situation, you can still, your mind, you know, so powerful, or you can think yourself down, and you can do the opposite there if you're in a bad situation, or what human mankind considers to be a bad situation, you can still think it good there. And that's one of the things I try to keep doing, you know, which I was feeling bad for her, you know, where she's sitting home there without any cable or satellite TV, which we're for, and Dish Network, or they can all go to hell there, they can, but we're going to go ahead and do business with the cable company there, and they're going to get her money. I tell you, but this is, you know, sometimes there we can live in hell there and not even be dead yet. So, you know, that's the way it goes, old buddy. Some days good, some days are bad. But every day's a good day. It's another new day here. Good morning again. Or good afternoon or good evening. But it's about, let's see, 9:26 right now a.m. And, oh, I see what's going on here. There's, see, no right turn on red. Okay. So what I got to do here now, though, is had to come back up here about 3 miles to this Pilot Travel Center and get a empty weight there. And they didn't, broker didn't tell me that, but at least it's just 3 miles up here. And then, of course, they said they didn't come in down there till 10 this morning. Broker told me 9 there, so I guess it's better to try to have it here early. And I'm here at the, they've got a right turn, 2 right turns here off of the interstate there. No right turn on red, though. And I got to try to get into this Pilot down here. There's one truck there in the left lane. And let's see. Well, they've got this place here. This is a true Pilot, though, buddy. I see down there now, though, it says truck entrance. I got to go over here and get me a lightweight scale ticket. Of course, these peppers and stuff are sold by weight. And, well, they've even got a cop patrol in this area here. I'd say that's a good deal there. There's probably some folks here might try to turn right on red there, even though they got a sign that says no right on red. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, they've got them a big 10-ton weight limit bridge right here, too, if you go past the Pilot there. Yeah, that's a good place to have a police patrol. These trucks parked all over the sides of the service road and everything here for this Pilot. I'd say this Pilot here is probably as big of a mess as any Pilot anywhere. I can't even see where the scales is the thing. I come in on this side street here looking at the fuel line. Would it be to the right then that way?
They're right beside the fuel aisle, driver. There's two of them.
Okay, thanks.
Right on the side of the fuel island right there, right, just like you're going to get fuel.
10-4. Boys, off our trucks here. Is everybody waiting on load?
for 3 days there, man. Finally got one.
Why'd you get out of Phoenix?
I got one to load right here in Nogales, sir, if I can get in here.
They told us that on Monday, driver.
What, they told you you'd get you one down here on Monday?
Yeah, it's all coming across the border. It'll be here in a minute. Coming across the border. Been hearing that since Monday.
Wow, that's wild, buddy. Y'all know today's Friday, don't you?
Do what?
I said, y'all know today's Friday, don't you?
Yeah, tomorrow be Saturday. I hope the fuck I'm sitting way over here on the other side of Texas.
Well, bless your heart, sir, but I tell you, it's rough right now, ain't it?
Sure is, buddy. Nah, the story I'm getting that bad weather out there in the California's got everything jacked up around here, and the buyers are not going to buy it, and all this bad weather. That's about all I can get out of it.
Damn, boy, yeah, it looks sad in here, buddy. Everybody's looking through the windshield.
Boy.
I say, reckon they ain't got no interest, so I don't know. Looks like this scale did. I'll come in the wrong way for a scale anyway. Ain't even got no canopy on this one out to say it enter or don't enter on it.
Why are you in?
I'm in this MDS. I guess I have to circle around and come in behind it, won't I?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do there. Just watch it. There's been a lot of accidents here.
This right here is an award-winning pilot there, I can see.
Yeah, just look at my hood. Damn. 24/7, I bet you there's 500 trucks on this exit right here. They're stuck in every little hole there is.
Man, this is wild, buddy.
Yeah, Monday, I thought I was going places. They sent me down here to get this load. Here it is Friday.
It'll be past quarter in a minute.
Yeah, right. He just told me they're having problems getting across the borders. Something to do with this stupid terrorist shit.
Canadian border? I reckon they had big snow down in Mexico there, too, when they had that one there Sunday night.
Y'all thought they had the Mexican border. The Canadian
border. My stuff's on the truck. One truck made it across. He said they're having problems at the border there. Some kind of anti-terrorist new system they're set up down there. They're scanning them. The way they scan the bills to come in, they're having problems with it.
Well, I ended up getting one going all the way to Michigan with. I was wanting to go back toward Tennessee myself.
Where are you from, Tennessee?
Yeah, over around Morristown area.
Yeah, I'm just across the line from you in Kentucky there, about 2 hours.
Yeah, needless to say, Mama's mad as wet hen there. I was supposed to have got the one there, went straight out here from Georgia, or from Atlanta, straight out here and back.
It ain't no good. If it don't break pretty soon, I'm going to go get the drop deck.
I want to know, has he called and checked on his orders yet? Because he's kind of excited right now. Call over and check on his orders. He'll be sitting over here with the rest of us.
I just come, they told me to come get my lightweight. Their broker didn't tell me that. Yeah, they said they'd be at 10 o'clock, though. This ain't floating air, I can get to stay out of the way and go get my scale ticket.
Most of them just leave it parked on there and walk.
Yeah, they do. I guess they ain't hold nobody gonna be needing to weigh nothing here, are they? One of that that thing probably won't print though while I'm on the scale, would it?
Yeah, well, they walk in there all day long.
Okay. Well, now y'all safeguard, but I don't let nobody go get my load while I'm doing that.
Nah,
I really don't want to go to Michigan. Hell,
driver, they don't even get on the radio
in time. Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're on the internet then.
Well, the pilot down here in Nogales, Arizona is definitely a full pilot, but surprisingly though, where, you know, of course there wasn't really anybody moving around, everybody's already parked up, there wasn't much moving around, which they wasn't really congested about getting through the parking lot like it was up there in Illinois there on my video that I did, but I shot just a little bit of everybody sitting there, you know, but that's pretty bad, though. The guys that's been sitting here, you know, since Monday like that, man, that's rough, buddy. That certainly rough. Of course, you know, like I said, though, the broker said I was one of the lucky ones, you know, where to get this load right here, buddy. I can't say that I would have wanted to avoid coming out here, because, I mean, this is where I like coming to, so. You know, just have to take the good with the bad, you know, where come out here into what I call God's beautiful country. You know, God's choice of country. This place out here and out west is my favorite place to come. So, you know, I get back home there and visit with Mama a while, you know, and I'll get right back out here, get back to South, which I don't know if I mentioned already or not, she called this morning. And things looking up again now. She got her W-2 forms already, which she can go on out there to the H&R Block or wherever and get her a quick tax return there. And then if they want to take something that I still owe out, they can go ahead and do that. Or they, which after today, I just owe them $300 more, you know, where. So, of course, she'll be getting a pretty good tax return back there. So, you know, we can get things turned back on. And, well, we're getting the cable turned on anyway. I think we just got to wait another day or two or something on it. But things be looking up. You know, things be looking up. It's a beautiful sunny day today, too. We're 48 degrees out here. And I feel quite fortunate to have a load. There's a lot that don't, you know, where. So, good luck to everybody that's having to go through all this waiting, you know, on this deal. That's a bad deal. I hate that about the freeze out and stuff, you know, out in California on that stuff. You know, it's a bad deal for a lot of us there. So, everybody definitely be in my prayers, you know, where there's a lot of people off work because of that and laid off now and all kinds of things, you know, going on right now. And, you know, of course, not being a person to care about money, you know, where I do like what I can buy with it. So if I don't have it, I kind of miss that part of it, you know, where I miss having what I can buy with it. So if by chance you're catching this podcast and you're up around Saginaw, Michigan area, I appreciate y'all eating all them peppers there so we can replenish your stock there. I'll be heading that way shortly, there. So y'all keep buying bell peppers and stuff, all kinds of peppers up there. Matter of fact, there, everybody buy all the produce you can everywhere. Of course, you know where everybody's going to be on the kind of like a rabbit waiting on the gun to go off there for the race. You know where about these taxes coming back and. You know, things will slowly start picking up now, too, you know, where when people start getting that money in. And, of course, now the people that's laid off and stuff right now, you know, that's going to be really hard needed for basic stuff, too. So I don't know how good, you know, like electricity and everything like that, I don't know how good the tax return is going to help the economy right now, though.
Won't y'all need a copy of, or keep one of them or something? Had to wait on that.
They got their own. They got a cheaper day, I guess, and we're gonna have just her.
Always a bunch of trucks sitting up there waiting on a load, man. At the pilot.
Yeah.
They ain't no produce moving, are they? What's going on there, man?
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Getting very cold on solid. There's no product.
Okay.
Oh, we've been down in Mexico. There ain't nothing down there growing or something, or did it freeze down there too?
Yeah, it's getting freezing over there.
Wow.
Hold on.
Man, that's rough, buddy. Well, where's everybody getting stuff from? Where's everybody getting stuff from? I mean, because grocery stores still selling it.
Yeah, but probably they're getting from Honduras and Florida and all those places.
Oh, they're coming in on the ship or something there? Or
no. Over there on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're having to bring in on the ship from somewhere, ain't they? They're having to import it, I guess, somewhere.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man, that's rough, ain't it? At least some of you guys said they've been sitting since Monday out there.
Oh, shit.
Ain't that wild? Man, I sit for 3 days myself out in Phoenix.
This load was ready yesterday.
It was. What time did y'all quit yesterday?
Around probably 8 o'clock.
Last night?
Yeah.
Man.
They don't have anything else yet.
They didn't give it to me there until about, I don't know, about 3 o'clock here this afternoon, no. So I didn't know. I don't know, maybe it took them that long to get it. It probably don't pay much. I got door 5, though. I need to sweep my trailer out or anything. I got 22 pallets on there, too.
22 pallets?
Is that pallet exchange, or is this on pallets, or what?
They're in pallets.
Well, we'll probably just trade out or something, I guess.
Okay.
Do I need to sweep that out or anything? Or does it matter?
No.
Okay.
It's real bad, you know.
Okay. Not only does it take a special breed of a person to want to drive a truck for a living, but it also takes another special breed, you know, where for a person to want to pull a refrigerated trailer. And, you know, like the guys up here at this pilot here in Nogales, Arizona, you know, been sitting here since Monday and stuff, you know, that's sometimes part of what goes with the business, you know. It's certainly not the first time that this has happened, you know, where safety director, you know, I've talked to him up there where I work, you know, where he used to be an owner and operator in the produce business. He said he sat before her for close to 2 weeks or something like that. I forget exactly what it was now, but it was something pretty bad, 10 days or something like that. He's talking about somewhere in Arizona, and said they jacked the prices up on the food at the restaurant and everything. You know, that's been several years ago, though, but it takes, it's not something that you can go out and obtained by exercising or doing mental exercises or something like that. I mean, it's just something there that's either in you or it ain't. You know, it's just like a calling for a person to be a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer or a receptionist or a hamburger cook or anything, you know, where just, it's my belief, you know, where God puts that stuff into us. You know, he needs so many people there to keep the world going around and so much of each kind. And everything, and that's just the way it works out, you know, where, so, my calling there, without a doubt, is to be a truck driver, and, in addition to that, you know, is to pull a reefer. I just, enjoy it, love doing it, and even though I sit out here about 3 days, you know, where, with, free time on my hands, you know, where, I wasn't discouraged by it, I still enjoy it, still want to do it, and you know, like I said, after I get home and take some time off, if they've got another load coming out back out here, you know, I'll do it all over again, you know, where, so it's just something, you know, the person's either got or they don't. It's nothing there that you can go to the store and buy for sure. Hey, here we are. I got loaded there. Come back over here to the pilot there. I have to reweigh there, see how much weight I got on. Having to make a little bit of a cluster going on in the parking lot here now, though.
She's saw 30.
I'm waiting for his kill, buddy. that trailer for sale, McLean.
This truck?
Yeah, I bought two of them from you guys. That one here ain't beat up yet.
And this one here's got another 200,000 miles before it goes up.
That company got some big eyes, don't they?
Yeah, they like to think we do anyway.
Yep, yeah, sitting to your left here, and this is Peterbilt that's tore up.
To my left?
Yeah, not the Volvo. Keep looking.
That's right, driver. Don't say Jersey.
Well, I got reway there at the pilot and run off and forgot and left the recorder running there, so I don't know what all y'all got to listen to on there, but it's probably interesting. Anyway, I got my weight ticket there. I got 11,000 and 40 pound on my steer axle and 30,000 40 pound on the drives and 32,140 on the trailer. They loaded 28 pallets on here all the way to the back doors there, so of course that's one of them deals there where I've got a heavier load on a trailer and that don't ride as good or take curves as well, so I'm going to drag that one about 2,100 mile up the road like that anyway, but that's the way it goes. Got 73,220 pounds gross, so we're still in good shape there as far as the gross part of it goes anyway. They give you a way to win on these cat scale tickets there. I'm going to pull my sticker or I might have won that $1 million prize. And this is Diamond Produce, by the way, there. If y'all have ever noticed in the stores the boxes or something, or some of you may be listening, maybe even there that work in the produce department there, the Diamond brand produce there is the long green bell pepper, or not bell or whatever they call them, or the long green pepper, banana pepper, that's it. Got a whole load of banana peppers there for a lot of people's eating enjoyment there. I'd say Subway might end up getting some of them maybe there. They use a lot of them kind of peppers. Well, my old trusty truck stop guide book come in handy there. There was another truck stop here in Nogales there, just a little way below where I loaded there, about a mile down the road. So I came to it to FedEx my bills back to Morristown there to the office. So that saved me from having to go back through the aggravation trouble of getting in and out of that pilot there in the heat of the day there, about 1:20 in the afternoon now. I'd say that pilot up there is in full throttle. End up having to stop there at Walgreens in Tucson there to get a couple of prescriptions filled there. I got called in where I couldn't make it back home, but took an hour to get them prescriptions filled, but it's about like going to the doctor or going to the pharmacy around these overpopulated places. I don't understand why everybody, you know, well, it goes right back to that thought, you know, why everybody wants to be huddled up like a bunch of rats living in a nest or something, you know, where it seems like somebody starts gets a town built and starts turning it into a city. People just keep wanting to pile into it, though, even when it's overcrowded there. People just keep adding and adding and adding. They're like people's afraid to be out to themselves or something, you know, where I don't understand that. I'd a whole lot rather have a wide open space there than be crunched up there like these folks here in Tucson. But everywhere you go around here, it's like you see areas and patches of desert and cactus and stuff there, and then the place where there's stuff, you know, houses or something, where they're all clunked up together and businesses all clunked up together. So, I mean, with all this extra land out, you know, on one side of the road and everything clunked up together over here on the other side of the road, I don't understand how they do stuff like that, what makes them want to do stuff like that. Like old Clint Eastwood said there in one of them westerns, he said, it ain't about being scared, it's what people, or something another about being scared, it's what people know about themselves that makes them scared. So, you know, a lot of, I guess people, it does like that, there is some kind of insecurity that they have, you know, or about building out into other more remote areas or not clunking up there like they do. So, everybody, I guess, is kind of scared to be out, you know, where to themselves. They build these houses like this right over here, right side beside there, buddy, for just groves of them there. Big project looking places there, all side by side. Surely it's not just because we're running water and sewer line electric there, because, I mean, it ain't that big of a deal. I'd say there's probably water and sewer lines and stuff where I see power lines going across the desert side. So, don't look like it, I don't know. I guess there, if one person went out in the middle of the side of the road over here, it's all desert, built a house, so it'd be 100 want to build right around him. They probably, people can't get away from each other, everybody. They just attracted like maggots, sir. But it's Friday, baby, Friday, and we're going eastbound out here on the big I-10. There, we've broke loose from the major Tucson, Arizona area, and of course, traffic's still pretty heavy, though. It was heavy going into Tucson there, so I imagine that's going to be a heck of a ride from Tucson to Phoenix, as usual. I don't know. Everybody in Tucson's going to Phoenix, and everybody in Phoenix is going to Tucson right now, I guess, this time of day. Certainly, it's some beautiful country out here. Some beautiful trees, like palmish-looking trees and beautiful cactus and all that. Maybe that's what they're maybe trying to preserve the land there, and they all build on top of each other to keep from having to doze some of this pretty land up or something there. Maybe that's what it is. Boy, here's a big RV park over on the right there. They clunked in there too, though. Everybody's, if one of their RVs caught fire, every one of them burned up there before they get it put out.
Thank God it's
Friday. See, looks like total's 2,166 miles to our destination there in Saginaw, Michigan, from where we loaded at, and we've got 2,002 miles and 0.8 right now left. So I'm wanting to get that down below the 2,000 mark, and then I'll start feeling just a little bit better. Or when the first digit's a 1, I'll feel like I went somewhere today. But probably take a break over here in New Mexico somewhere, take a little bit of a break before we truck it on up. 1,999 miles to go. We're down below the 2,000 mile mark now. We're getting there. Okay, finally crossed into New Mexico. Feel like I've been in Arizona for a week there, but so I got into there Monday, and today's Friday. Close enough to a week for me. But finally got out of Arizona there. We're making a little more headway. We've just got 1,969 more miles to go. 1,948 mile left to go. We're gonna wrap this up, call this podcast, and if it's good Lord's will, I will catch you later. Y'all have a good weekend now.